welcome to Haunt Weekly.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction and haunted entertainment industry. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we are back once again. This is our final podcast ever.
No, okay.
Final podcast before Halloween and Hauntfest, then.
Yes.
Okay, got it right that time. Woo!
Yes.
All right, yes, indeed, though. This is our final podcast before we pack our stuff up and head to Dallas, a city that I've only been to like half a dozen times.
Right.
I'd love to pull the, I've never been to Dallas before. I'm so excited to go to Dallas. I've done Dallas.
Yeah, I've lived in the suburbs.
I should have worded that one better.
You should have. Yeah.
I really should have worded
that. Probably.
Well, we're off to a rocking great start this week.
Yes. All of your brain power was used on an escape room earlier.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Okay.
I'm like on Star Trek. When they're like, we're on like auxiliary power, and like the lights are down, and nothing works on the Enterprise.
Right.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
But yes, on that note, on that illustrious note, please do take a moment, if you have not already, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Haunt Weekly. We're on hauntweekly.com. Find us on Google Play, iTunes, anywhere finer podcasts are sold. Shh, don't tell them they let us in. Oh. And speaking of finer podcasts and problems finer podcasts shouldn't have.
Right.
I have to apologize for a minor snafu with last week's episode.
Yeah.
Basically what happened is there was a problem with exporting it to WAV file. And then, of course, you do it WAV to MP3. I'm exporting the WAV. For some reason, all the audio after about 18 minutes chopped off. But it looked, in my preview, like it was fine. Because my preview only goes out like 12 minutes.
Right.
Like, if it had been like more of it gone, I would have seen it immediately.
Yeah.
But anyways, I did not see it. It got uploaded. If you were stuck with the crappy 18-minute version of the episode, which apparently got a lot of interest.
Right.
And I got a lot of interest in it. But if you were stuck with the crappy 18-minute version of it, please, whatever podcast player you're in, whether you're visiting a website, refresh the feed. We tore down the post. We deleted the evil, evil, incomplete episode. And we have restored with the great, magical, complete version.
Right.
So, yes, if you want the complete edition of episode 89, it is available right now.
Yeah.
You just might have to refresh your feed, is what I'm saying. I apologize for that. I will now preview the entire episode.
Right.
Usually 18 minutes is enough.
Right. No, I understand. You'll have to click along the way and make sure. Yes. But if you got that, that probably means that you're a subscriber. Yay, subscribers!
Thank you, and thank you for your patience with the major, major screw-up last week that I have to take complete ownership of. Oh, man. This week, nor last week, was my... When is my week? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Have we decided when my week is? It hasn't been any time recent. Well, anyways, on that note, also a brief warning about next week's episode. It may be a smidge late. We're going to try to get it out on time. We're going to make a Herculean effort. I'll make a Herculean effort.
Yeah, because we're not getting back until really late that Sunday.
Yeah.
And
if we are able to get enough recorded while we're at Halloween and Hauntfest, I'll stitch it together on Monday and try to get it up approximately on time.
Right.
But if we have to record Monday night and put it out Tuesday, please understand. It's going to be a crazy, crazy week, and we're leaving Thursday night.
Right.
And we'll be arriving late Sunday night.
And on the way back.
On the way back. And Crystal, poor Crystal, has to turn around and go to work Monday.
Right.
I have a job where going to work means I step across the hall, so...
Yeah.
I'll be in the office, but it's not like I'm making a huge sacrifice.
But it also means I won't be around to be able to record Monday morning.
Yeah, indeed. So, on that note, if you haven't figured it out, we are talking about our trip to Halloween and Hauntfest, which is also the focus of this podcast. We're doing our own little preview of Halloween Hauntfest, the things we're looking forward to seeing and going to.
Yeah.
And just some cool stuff that's going on. Just sort of, this is us getting ourselves hyped for this conference. And
right.
Hopefully maybe getting some of you hyped for it, too.
Yeah.
But on that note, we do have conference reminders.
Yay.
Shall we? Crystal, I believe it is your turn.
All right. Well, the first one, as we've already been mentioning, is August 25th and 27th, next weekend, Halloween and Haunt Fest show at Dallas-Fort Worth.
Haven't heard of it.
No. It's at the Mesquite Convention Center. They did just put up the full schedule at a glance this week, so be sure to check that out. You can find that at halloweenandhaunt.com.
Yes, and they've also just started selling tickets to the Saturday night event, which we will be talking about in greater detail later on.
Yes.
But yes, if you are interested in that, tickets are available as I'm speaking.
Yes.
They are severely limited compared to the amount of people they are expecting.
Right.
So bear that in mind. All right. After that, September 8th through 10th, it's Mask Fest in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the Marriott Indianapolis East. It's all about makeup effects and mask making. Also, some prop making involved. Check out more at maskfest.com. And as we always warn you, don't get sick.
Right.
Your opening week is probably like in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can't afford like Talaxian flu or something. I don't know why I jumped to like a Voyager reference.
Because you've got Star Trek on the brain.
Maybe
now.
I must. All right.
Okay, October 14th and 15th, it's Sinister Creature Con at Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento, California. It includes all things horror, including filmmakers, makeup, haunted attraction engineers, and actors. Don't know why they're not in a haunt, but they're not. we've already been over that. Sponsored by the Cemeterium, Haunted House, and Dire World Scare Park. Featured guests include Ted Raimi, Scott McDonald, Mark and Ramon, and Oogie Bowl. SinisterCreatureConSacramento.com for more info on that.
All right. After that, November 9th through 11th, the next big conference, I guess, after Halloween and Haunt Fest. We were just getting an earful about this, but today at Rise, that's the Legendary Haunt Tour in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the Crown Plaza, Philadelphia. They'll be touring the Field of Screams, the Bates Motel and Haunted Hayride, and Reaper's Revenge. Hey, I still love that name.
Yes.
That is a good haunt name. I don't know anything else with the haunt. Great name. Love
right.
it. Learn more about this at Legendary Haunt Tour, 2 T's. Don't screw it up like I do every time when I punch it in.
And that's a .com.
Yeah, .com, yeah. Shh.
And then...
Haunt... You figure that part out.
Not necessarily. Okay, and then HauntCon Halloween and Party Expo has been announced for January 12th through 15th right here in New Orleans. You can learn more at HauntCon.com. We will be putting together something. Get in touch with us. If you're coming to New Orleans for this conference, get in touch with us ahead of time so we can plan something for everyone.
Yeah, I
we want to meet.
We want to do something cool. A lot of it's going to depend upon the HauntCon schedule.
Right.
But yeah, we want to do something kind of cool, and one thing I would like to do is get some of the people on our side of the river.
Right.
Because we got a lot of cool stuff here, and not a lot of people get to see it.
Yeah.
So I'd like the chance to see the other side of the city, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. But on that note, yes, we are plunging headlong into Halloween and Haunt Fest, and we are excited, a bit frantic, a little bit crazy, list goes on, but yes, we are really, really stoked about this conference. I know I've been in like constant communication with the organizers, and they are frantically assembling everything right now. This is the last minute crush, and believe me, having organized conferences, I get it.
Oh yeah, they're going to take a really long break and probably a day or two off after this is over.
Yeah, they're gonna need some time off on the 28th, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's shaping up really, really nicely, and they're basically, from what I'm seeing and the way I'm looking at it, there are three main components, and this is true for a lot of conventions, but especially a lot of haunted attraction conventions. There's an education component,
right?
There's a trade show component,
yep.
And a networking component,
right?
Now, here's the thing: we will be arriving in Texas on Thursday night, late Thursday night.
Right.
I'm checking in to the hotel. We'll actually be staying at the hotel, so I'm excited about that. But Friday, the only thing really planned, it looks like, and this may just be me misinterpreting or misreading notes, is a series of paid-for seminars. Some of these look really cool. I'm especially interested in the one on pneumatics.
That's the one I want to do. I want to do it, but I can't bring the prop that you make home because we're on an airplane.
And that's the problem is, yeah, we would love to do it, or at least have one of us do it. Maybe not, don't know if both of us need to go.
Because even though I know people with pneumatic backgrounds, I want to know how to do it.
Yeah. You want to play with it.
I do.
I don't blame you. And I'm curious about it. I actually looked at a little prop. They have a YouTube video of the prop that they're going to make that. And it's a basic little thing that raises up and down.
So
and
a little grave popper.
Yeah, a little grave popper. And you could wire it to a board when the board's going to talk about it a little bit later.
Tombstone, yeah.
And make it and like animate the up and down.
Right.
Really, really easily. So yeah, there's a lot of really cool looking, there's three cool seminars there. We're not going to those because, like I said, the one we're most interested in, we can't get the problem.
Right.
Without shipping it, and that just creates a whole other set of problems. So yeah, but it does look like it's really cool. So what our plan is for Friday, tentatively, is to hang out around the conference, talk to people, maybe do a few interviews, and sort of spend this time doing some networking and chilling out.
Right. So if you see us around, be sure to say hi.
Yeah, see ya. Say hi to us. For us, the festivities will really kick off Saturday.
Right.
And Saturday is when both the trade show floor and the education kicks off. Like the actual track education begins.
Yeah.
Now, what we're going to do for much of this episode is we're going to talk about the various slots and what we're looking at going to. Now, bear in mind, I have two talks, and I'll be talking about both of those talks. Well, that's meta, as we go along. But so that means that basically I'm missing like a quarter of the educational opportunities.
Right.
And that kind of sucks, but that's life as a conference speaker.
Yes.
But yes, there's four tracks every day. I mean, four slots every day and four tracks. So it's a 4x4 grid, meaning 16 talks every day, 32 talks.
Yes.
So here's just a brief rundown of what we're looking at. We're not saying definitely we'll be at these. As you'll note, in some of these, we're going to say we're interested in like three things in one time slot. So obviously, we can't be in all.
Right.
Unless, you know, we split one of us in half.
Yeah, that would be.
It's a haunted attraction convention.
Well, it'd be really useful for the way my job has gone, too, to be able to have two of me.
Yeah, so fair enough. If we have to split one of us in half, I nominate Crystal, just for sheer convenience at work.
Yes.
How's that?
That sounds great.
But on that note, let's go through this slot by slot. Okay, Saturday, slot 1, 10:30 a.m. I do like the fact the conference doesn't start until 10:30.
Yes, me too.
I just want to talk about that, because I have been to conferences where the first session was at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And I wanted to shoot a bitch just right away.
Well, yeah, especially if, you know, you go on haunt tours and things that go past midnight, 1 or 2 in the morning, you want to sleep a little bit.
Like, the international conferences I go to sometimes will start things at like 9 a.m.
Right.
And the problem there is I'm flying, or we were flying, like eight time zones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a little messed up.
Yeah.
Even without drinking, we're a little messed up. And so, yeah, 9 a.m. sucks. Not going to lie. But yeah, so 10:30 a.m., I think that's a very fine starting time. Hopefully there'll be an opportunity to get some breakfast, get some coffee, get whatever going, orange juice, whatever is in your veins, and get moving. Now, Saturday Slot 1 is actually my first talk.
Right.
I will be speaking on, I'll be doing the copyright and trademark for Haunters talk at that point. I'll be in the Cayuse room. I honestly don't know how to pronounce these room names.
I don't know how to pronounce that either.
I know how to pronounce New Orleans stuff, and I don't know these room names. The Cayuse room. Cayuse room. So yeah, for those who saw my presentation at HauntCon 2 years back, this will be largely the same talk. Not a lot has changed. This is just important information to get out into the haunting community. So I'm hoping that people come, listen, and pay attention and enjoy it.
Right. Now, I may stay for that so that I can get good photos and video and all of that stuff. Or I may start the video rolling and then head over to the newbie haunter, home haunter talk that's being given by Bill Ramsey.
Yeah, and it sounds kind of weird to say that we want to go to a newbie home haunter talk.
Right.
Because, you know, we've only been doing it 11 years. You know?
I thought it was longer than that.
I think we're in our 12th.
I think 12. This is 12.
Yeah, we've only been doing it 12 years, plus the time we put in haunts before, plus everything else.
Right.
So we're hardly newbies. Maybe high intermediates.
You know?
But what I've learned from conventions past is that these newbie talks oftentimes cover things that you might have missed.
Right. Not only that, but you've got a lot of people in the audience who are asking questions because they want information. It might be something you haven't thought of.
Yeah. And that's just that there, people, this is like one of my great conference tips of all time. Don't hesitate to go to talks and classes you might initially think are below your level.
Right. Don't. Yeah, that happened to you at Hong Kong. You weren't very interested in one, but there wasn't anything else going on, so you went to that one. And
yeah, the audio design one, I think it was, or something. No, it wasn't that.
No, it was non-profit haunting.
Oh, yeah, non-profit haunting. Yeah, and I was convinced that one wasn't going to go anywhere for me, and sure enough, it actually had a few interesting pointers and some things to say I hadn't thought about. So, yeah, consider going to things that you're interested in but might be below your level, because A, you can always ask questions.
Right.
And B, you never know what gaps in knowledge you might have.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, for example, in my hobby life, if there were a beginner lock picking course,
oh, yeah,
I would race to it.
Yeah.
Because I would absolutely love to have someone teach me rather than me have to learn myself through watching Bosnian Bill's YouTube channel for like 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice. I'm just saying it'd be nice. So, yeah, don't you know, shy away from courses that might seem to be below you or above you,
yeah,
for that matter.
Yeah, there's one that I probably will not go to because I do think it's just out of my skill set. And I've gone to one of those before, and it didn't work for me, just because I didn't understand the language.
Yeah, but don't hesitate to take risks on going above or below your particular skill level, especially if there's nothing more urgent in that track.
Yeah.
So if you're not interested in copyright and haunting, copyright and trademark and haunting, fine. There's three other tracks. I won't take it personal, I promise. And besides, I have a second talk.
Yes.
You can come see me later. It's fine. I get it. It's all right. But trust me when I say, if you like how energetic and how engaged I am on this podcast, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's very true.
Me in front of a live crowd is truly a sight to see.
Yeah.
I was once called the James Brown of WordCamp, I believe.
You were.
For my constant running back and forth, my constant... it was a lot of fun. I'm just going to leave it there. All right, let's move on to slot two. What do you say?
Yes.
Slot two. This one starts at noon. By the way, the slots are kind of weird at this conference.
They are. There's overlapping stuff.
I'm giving you, like, the start time for the block.
Right.
But realistically, there's two start times. There's, like, 10:30, and there's also, I think, 11 a.m. start time on that one. I think it's 11 a.m.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so basically there's two 10:30 classes and two 11 a.m. start times. Why they don't all just start at 10:30, I don't know. That's between them, God, and country, I guess. I have no clue. But regardless, so some of those things in the slot one will begin at 11, but basically the time we're giving is the earliest time one of these classes or when these talks start.
Right.
So Saturday slot two is at noon. And this is one very, very competitive round for me. There's three I'm actually interested in.
Right.
The first is Theme Park Quality Set Design, mm-hmm, by Kaylin McCarthy. Then there's Haunted House Security and Safety by Alex Lohman. And then there's Social Media Marketing for the Common Man by Philip Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
All three sound really, really interesting to me for very, very, very different reasons.
Right.
I'm probably going to go to Haunted House Safety and Security.
Okay.
That's the one I'm leaning toward right now. Mostly because of last season, we had some, I don't want to say like security issues, they really weren't. But I want to find ways we can tighten our protocols to really prevent,
right,
security issues. You know what I mean? I don't want anything anywhere near what happened last season.
Right.
Basically. But I'm also really curious about the set design, and social media marketing is always a great topic. You can never go wrong with that topic.
Right.
And it does dovetail kind of into what I'm talking about later.
Right. And that's the one that I think I will probably be going to, mm-hmm, just because I think that it'll be useful not only for the haunt industry, but for my new business and for my work.
Yeah, that's true. You get the triple benefit out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the Bernie mask is there.
Yes.
I forgot we put that in here. I like, look to my right. I'm staring at my mask. Oh, Christ. I scared myself. Jesus. But yeah, no, I'm also, I love talked about set design too. All three of these really speak to things I need to know,
mm-hmm,
and want to know. And, you know, it's going to be a tough choice. It's going to be a painful choice. Okay,
right.
Saturday slot three starts at 1:30 p.m. and it also has three talks I'm interested in. Okay, the first one is 40 Years of Haunting from the Pre-Pro Era to the Present Day by Sean McCarthy. That one, from what I read in the description, sounds like a historical retrospective on our industry.
Right.
And if you've listened to this podcast,
yeah,
you know how big I am on the history, knowing where you come from, where do you go, Cotton Eye Joe.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think we should actually take our little video camera to that one, whichever one of us goes to that one, and record it for the other person.
Yeah, I'm really, really interested in that one. And then Haunting, Where Do You Fit In? Barbara Ferguson. Okay, I love the title.
Yes.
I read the description like 6 times. I really don't have much clue what it's about.
Yeah.
My understanding, it's about trying to find your place in the haunting community, what you can do, what skills you can bring.
Right.
I'm a little less... I think that one's like my runner-up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see, especially if you're like a newbie in the field, that one might be really, really good. If you're like... if you are actually still trying to find your place in haunting.
Right.
You know, this might be a really, really good one for you to look up. And finally, You Look Better in Fog by Scott Tater Lind. Uh-huh. Oh my God, we've been wanting to meet Tater for so long. He is... been a friend of the podcast through Japes for some time.
Well, and through the conference reminders from...
Yes.
Whenever...
when we screwed up.
Yes.
Or I should say, not we, the conference...
Right.
...screwed up and let the old information up, and we kept using his name.
Right.
And we got confused because...
And then he said, hey guys, I'm not going to be there.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, Tater. So... I kind of want to go to that one and apologize. Whoever goes to that one has to apologize to Tater in person for screwing that up. So, you know, we can work that one out when we get there. Mm-hmm. Who's the better apologist? I honestly think you should go to that one just because nobody hits him. He's not mad. I'm just teasing. God. No, but he's all the interactions with Tater have been great, and I'm dying to meet him. So, when I saw his name in the speaker list,
yeah,
that's when I knew I had to go to this conference. That's when I knew I was definitely going to go.
Okay.
But anyways, so that's how be good. Okay, then we have Saturday slot 4. This is the final one for the day. It's at 3 p.m. And there's 2 talks that were pretty... And by the way, if we're not mentioning a talk or your talk or whatever, please don't take offense to it. We're saying it's not in our particular wheelhouse and not a talk we need. We're not saying it's not an excellent talk.
Right.
I'm sure all talks will be very, very much excellent. Why did I just do a Donald Trump motion as I said that? I have not a clue. Not a clue. It was huge. But the point of the matter is, we're not trying to say we don't want to go to your talk. It's just that it's not for us.
Right.
And that's one thing I do like about Halloween and Hauntfest is that they've done a good job targeting their talks.
Yes, they have. It seems to be something for everyone.
Yeah, it's something for everyone, and there are definitely talks here that are not going to appeal to everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean? That are very, very targeted to a specific group. Okay, anyway, slot 4. Haunt Building on a Budget by Roger Hayes. I like money.
Yes.
And you know what I like better than money is saving money. So,
right.
Getting stuff and saving money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that automatically has appeal, you know?
Yes, it does.
Haunt Building on a Budget? Meaning I might have money left over after haunt season? Tell me more! You know?
Yeah.
And then, the other one is Designing a Pro Haunt from Scratch by Shane Torrens. I have a feeling we're going to split up on this one.
Yeah.
Because both of those have to happen. So one of us will be in... And this is what we usually do. This is one of the reasons why I love so much going to conferences with Crystal. Because look, I've been to conferences alone and I've been to conferences with Crystal.
Right.
I've done both. The real advantage of going with Crystal is not just how amazingly helpful, wonderful, and beautiful she is and how everyone's so comfortable talking to her. But it's also that whenever I get torn between 2 topics, one of us can go to one and one go to the other, and we both take great notes, and we both learn.
Right.
And we can hook up later and talk about it.
Yep.
It's such a beautiful... We literally get twice as much out of the conference.
Yes.
That's what I love about it.
Well, and we both have a passion for this subject, so...
And that does help a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Sliding forward to the next day.
Okay, because there is a 4:30 thing.
Yeah.
And they've got a weird, they've got a Distressing Your Duds that starts, but they've also got like 4, I don't know if they're mini topics. There's not a lot of information about
them. Oh, they just added these.
Okay.
This is brand new. This was after I did the show notes.
Okay. So...
I'm sorry. I literally... Okay. That thing on the far right is the color code.
Oh, gotcha.
Is the color code to everything else. Sorry, folks. If we sound really confused, it's because they literally... Like, in the 2 hours between when I wrote the show
The key should really be above the schedule.
Okay, look, we're not getting into it right now. We'll talk about it later. That's some off-camera stuff. That's off.
All right.
Wait, is this a camera, too?
No.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Stuff.
But yes, then at the 4:30, I guess the fifth one, it is... it's Distressing Your Duds, all about set and the prop distressing, which does sound very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That one you can do as long as you do not go to the Martha Stewart Has Nothing on Us and Haunt Decor.
Yeah.
You know, that title, I think the topic is really interesting. I want to be clear about this. I think the topic and the idea is great because if you've been in our house, you know we're like goth Martha Stewart sometimes.
In certain areas. However, most of the stuff we used to decorate our house with is now out in the haunted house.
That is true.
So.
That's true. We kind of went with a Doctor Who theme.
Well,
a little bit. But anyways, so if you don't do that one, you can go to Distressing Your Duds. And I guess, maybe we'll check that one out.
Maybe.
It'll be a nice cool down. Now, we are going to have basically, the only reason I'm kind of hesitant to go to that, because it ends now, and like I said, I'm just now figuring all this out. It ends at 5:30. And the problem with it ending at 5:30 is that... Long and short of it is, with it ending 5:30, we have to be on the bus for the Saturday night thing by 7.
We'll
be tight.
But they give dinner for the Saturday night thing, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I just realized now in the hour between when we sat down to do this, when I wrote the show notes, and now they've completely rearranged the Sunday schedule.
Wonderful! So, what we're going to do now, folks, is just look at... Yes.
We're going to wing it.
When have we ever done that on this podcast?
Never.
never.
Okay, it's still largely the same, actually. They just seem to have removed one thing. It does not look that different. But okay. We are going to wing it now, so that way we don't tell you anything wrong. And I'm checking to see if there's anything we screwed up on Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew there was a risk, but I just did the show notes.
I know.
I, like, just finished... Oh, shut up, dog out there that I don't know very well. You do not get to be mad at how many offices. No, I'm not mad. I'm just like, it's amazing timing. It's just breathtaking timing on that.
Yeah.
It looks like everything else is intact, though.
Okay.
Everything else appears to be intact. Okay, so we figured it out just in time. All right, so then we have the Sunday slot one, which still starts at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wanting. Okay, so apparently the one I really, really wanted in that time slot is now gone.
Right.
Which was From Spirit to Splatter, High Detail in a Low Budget by Kaylin McCarthy. That seems to have been removed.
Right.
That was the fourth one that's now a blank slot.
Right.
So now I guess we're going to Infrastructure and Engineering.
Yeah.
Nuts and Bolts of a High Throughput Haunt. Which I've got to say is still a topic I love.
Right.
Because... How many times have we used the word throughput in the past 90 episodes?
Oh, I'm sure our listeners could tell us.
There are some episodes where you could have done a throughput per minute counter.
Make a drinking game.
Oh, God. You'd be dead some episodes. When we're talking about the business of haunting, drink. All right, the second slot. Well, this weirdo named Jonathan Bailey has a talk. I might go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. In all seriousness, I do have a talk about how to make a website that sells your haunt. Now, to clarify some of what this topic is about, I'm not covering anything about like website design or like website development or anything like that. It's not about how to build a website.
Right.
It's basically how to ensure your website has the information and features it needs to get people to give you money.
Yes.
And it's going to be all about like the consumer life cycle, the customer life cycle, understanding what makes people buy, and the stuff you need to put on your website to sell tickets.
Yeah. That sounds important.
It sounds very important if you're running as a business or if you're a home haunter to get visitors.
Yeah.
You know, either way, you know, it's an important thing. So yeah, I'm very excited about that talk. I have never given that talk before. I've done other talks about web development and design. I've done related stuff. This is something not new to me, obviously. My actual degree is in advertising.
Right.
People forget that. But long story short, I am very excited about this talk. I've been rambling on it all day long in my office. Everyone in the house thinks I am crazy.
And we're not wrong.
Well, you're not wrong, but you're wrong about the reason.
Yeah.
But yes, other than that, Crystal, I have a feeling you may duck out to haunt building tips.
I may.
Props to attractions, tools, and designs. But with that one, it's actually kind of cool, because mine starts at noon.
Right.
That starts at 12:30.
Right.
So you can check and make sure that I'm behaving like a grown-up, and then duck out.
Yes.
You know, stealthily, and then I can hang out the extra 30 minutes and meet and greet and shake hands and all that stuff, and then we'll hook up after. So that could work out really well.
Yeah.
We do that one. And that, by the way, that Haunt Building Tips one is by Edward Gannon, who, Gannon, dude, just awesome last name.
Yeah.
but I bet the 80s were hell with The Legend of Zelda.
Probably.
Oh, man. But anyways, I'm really excited about both of those talks. Okay, that brings us to track three, which is, oh, shoot, it went away. Okay, there it was. Okay, you got, I was actually curious originally. Okay, first things first. If you go to my talk, I have been coordinating some, not too much admittedly, with Alex Linebrick, who's giving the talk but online/offline Reach More Fans and Sell More Tickets.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we're not overlapping and their talks dovetail rather than have any real issues.
Right.
So we've communicated our talks are not overlapping, and they're not overlapping time-wise, and they're not overlapping content-wise. But they go together very well. Mm-hmm. I wish they were in the same room, honestly.
Right.
You know, it'd be really cool if we were in the same room. That way you could just, like, park yourself there. And
that would make it easier.
That would make it easier. But no, I'm in the Riata room. He's back in the Cayuse room. So you'll have to jump across whatever that is. But still, those two talks do go together very well. I don't know if I'm going to that one, because I'm also very interested in both Bootcamp 101. I actually mentioned all the talks to some degree in this one.
Right.
Bootcamp 101 by Drew Badger, which is all about basic actor training.
Right.
Then you have Moving from a Yard Haunt to a Walkthrough Experience by Roger Hayes. I'm not sure if that one really is targeted at us, because we never really did a yard haunt.
Right.
So that one's probably not going to be it. And then there's Facade Building, All Good Looks, No Substance, which I love the title, by Joshua Nichols. That one could be a good one, too, honestly. I'm
right.
excited about pretty much everything on that list. I don't know. I'm personally leaning more toward going to boot camp.
Yeah, well, and I've been to some initial haunter actor things, so mm-hmm. I think boot camp would be a good one for you to do.
Okay.
And then I could go to the online, offline
okay.
if we wanted.
Okay. That sounds fun. But anyway, we'll figure that one out. But that's that sounds good. Because you are admittedly the general on the inside.
Yeah.
You run the inside of the haunt. I run front of house.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're the one that deals more with the actors.
Right.
So it makes sense for you to have the actor training courses. But you, like you said, you've been to many. And of course, we have been taken to actor school so many times by Japes.
Right.
You know, just talking to them, you feel smarter about the subject. It's,
yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it's definitely our weak point in our haunt.
Yes, it is. I agree with that. But still, a lot of great talks there. And finally, though, we do have slot four. And this has got some long topics here. Mm-hmm. I'm personally kind of excited. By State of the Art Imagineering for Haunters by Doug Ferguson. It's a 90-minute talk, so it's double the length of most of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks really cool. And I also, because I like money, am really interested in making expensive-looking props with inexpensive items.
Yeah.
That one's by Shane Torrens. It's also a 90-minute talk. But with our flight and our schedule and everything else, we may wind up just going to Q-Line Actors for the Haunts First Line of Defense. I am genuinely interested in that topic. But it's also a regular length, so we can get out, get our Uber, get to the airport, and get going.
Right.
Because it's going, our flight, it's not going to be that tight, honestly.
No.
Any of these talks, the latest thing he goes is 5.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we do have a flight that evening, and it could be a little tight time-wise, depending on how it shakes out. So, something for us to consider. But all in all, the education lineup is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy with it, and... You know, I kind of wish I'd only agreed to do one talk.
Yeah.
Right now, because I could have seen more, but I'm also really excited to be imparting any information I can. I love giving these talks. I am a performer.
You are.
I'm a performer. I listen to myself talk for an hour per week here on this podcast. You know what I mean? So yeah, I might be, but in the same breath, I do genuinely love helping the community any way I can. Any information I have, I love giving, because that's just it. The community has given us so much advice and so much help.
Right.
This is just my tiny little way to give back.
Right.
Okay, now let's roll back the clock a little bit, because we're in the future, but we're going backwards in the future. Shut up, don't ask me, it works. Timey-wimey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, we will be doing the Zombie Hackfest special event that night.
Right.
Now, this is a really interesting thing. They are doing a fairly exclusive deal here where they will be taking 24 people total.
Right.
12 will be doing a zombie escape room.
Mm-hmm.
And then 12 will be doing an axe throwing thing.
Right.
We are doing the zombie escape room. Why? Because I actually ran the numbers today. We have done 11 escape rooms since January 1st, 2017.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we might like escape rooms.
We just might.
Yeah. So.
And honestly, I've done axe throwing before at Renfest.
Yes, and you were.
I was actually pretty good at it. I was actually pretty good at it. I surprised the hell out of everyone, including myself. But I was actually reasonable. But no, I'm very excited about this escape room because it's one of the ones with a live actor. And we've struggled locally to, because there's, the mortuary has one
right,
somewhat similar. At least it has the live zombie actor.
Yeah, the setup sounds to be very similar.
I'm not saying it's the same room and the same puzzle, but the premise of the live zombie actor in the room is very similar. So, basically, we've tried to get a team together, and it seems like that live actor is the one thing that causes people to push away.
Right.
Because like, we're like, hey, you know, who wants to do an escape room? We can usually get 4 or 5 people pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's like, the live actor,
nope.
Everyone's backing off. So this will be great. We get to do this with other haunters and escape room designers and blah, blah, blah. I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do an escape room with us, please do sign up if you're going to this conference. There are still tickets available as of when I checked this. They are $60. Now, that $60 per person gets you a ticket to the escape room.
Right.
It gets you transportation to and from it.
Right.
And it gets you fed.
Yes. Food is good.
So, it's not that bad of a deal. Basically, you're breaking even on all those things, and you're getting a chance to do it with fellow haunters.
Yep.
Meaning us.
Yay.
See, aren't we the reward, really?
No.
No, okay. I tried. I tried. I suck, but I tried. But no, I'm really excited about this. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is, honestly, if you ask me, like, right now, what I'm looking forward to absolutely most, it's this.
Yeah.
Because while all the information and knowledge sounds great and wonderful, it also, you know, sounds like a convention. This just sounds fun.
Yeah, it does.
And I like fun.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's such a surprise. I like long walks on the beach, intelligent conversation, and fun. Well, your dating profile sucks, doesn't it? But anyways, finally, there is indeed a trade show floor. And I gotta say, they are looking pretty good. They have about 3 dozen vendors, about 36 vendors from the looks of it. Now, the trade show floor will be open 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday, which is going to be interesting because that basically overlaps completely with the education component.
Right.
So it's going to be a little tough for us because I'm checking out the schedule at a glance again because, you know, they changed it while we were literally preparing to record. Yeah, on both days, it starts at 10:30 and ends after 5. And it's basically at the same time the trade show floor closes. So you're going to have to either skip a session or hit the gaps, basically.
Right.
Actually, for me, what we may wind up doing is if we don't go to Distressing Your Duds on Saturday, because A, like I said, it's going to time out kind of weird, especially right. if we want to eat before we go and get fed again. But, you know, if we want to do that, it's going to be tough. But we might be able to hit the trade show floor after the last track, after the last slot. But right. anyways, there are over 3 dozen vendors. And highlights for me, I've actually gone through, I've clicked pretty much every. I think I got everybody. Some things I'm really looking forward to seeing. One is Zombie Gear. Now, check out their website. They have some great-looking zombie masks and clothes. It's kind of a weird mix with them, because they've got like these really realistic-looking zombie masks and mm-hmm. prosthetics combined with just actual fashionable clothes that are zombie-themed.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bizarre mix, but I also kind of, you know, dig it. There's also Missing Finger Productions. Really, really cool-looking masks and costumes. These guys seem to be really good at like creating characters where you get these giant masks and these huge outfits, and you can build something from scratch using their stuff. Very excited to see what they're bringing. On the tech side, Life Ape Controllers. I've heard of Boo Boxes. I've heard of a bunch of other controllers. I'm not familiar with Life Ape. And I have seen their demo videos and their software demoed, and they look like they have some very simple but very useful Haunt controllers.
Yes.
I was actually really impressed with the just the simplicity of it and how easy it was to program and set up. Because one of the things that I think keeps a lot of people away from using controllers is the complexity of it, or at least the perceived complexity.
Right.
I don't think that is the case. And by the way, their simple live control, their most basic one, is only $40.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an idea. So.
Sounds good to me.
Something to consider. The pricing is pretty solid here. Let's see. After that, I'm definitely interested in Brutal Rust. I've not actually heard of these guys. I don't know how. Seems like they're everywhere. But they make a product specifically for aging props. To make it look like rust.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of dig that. Do one thing, do it really goddamn well, make money. I like that. There's also two haunted attractions that will be there. Fear Phobia and Dark House Haunted House will be having booths. Always, always eager to talk to haunters and hear about them. Maybe we'll waggle our microphone underneath their collective noses.
Maybe.
And get stuff from them. So I'm excited about that. But you know what? Best part about trade show floor is just whatever catches your fancy.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a dark horse. There's always someone you don't know, you don't plan on seeing, that's doing something. Last HauntCon, it was the slam wall guys, the drop panel guys.
Mm-hmm.
They had an awesome setup, and I gotta say, I had a little too much fun activating their drop panels.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, so whatever catches your fancy. Finally, as far as networking goes, I'm not really sure when networking will be taking place for us. This one's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
We want to do all the networking we can, but there's no real break for lunch.
Right.
There's no, because usually with conferences like this, they'll do two and two. They'll start at like 9:30 or so, and then go until about noon, have an hour break, and then resume and do the afternoon sessions.
Right.
And then close up shop sometime around 4. And that's fine. But they're not doing that. There's no real break for lunch. So no. I'm not sure how that's going to work necessarily.
Yeah,
But still, looking forward to networking between sessions because of the way the sessions are sort of...
Stacked.
It's very bizarre. I have not seen a conference scheduled quite like this.
No, and I think that they're expecting people to be only interested in one track. And that way, if you do that... then you do have a 30-minute lunch break.
Yeah.
But that's only if you follow one...
one room. Well, actually, the problem is, and that's the other thing that's weird, is they have rooms, but a room does not contain a track.
Right.
The tracks are Terrortech, Creep Your Crypt, Making Monsters, and Halloween Hosting, and they're scattershot all over the board.
Right.
So, like, for example, if you want to do Terrortech, well, it... 12:30 on Saturday, you have two talks side by side They both start at 12:30, haunted house security and safety, and social media marketing for the common man.
Right.
Both are on that same track. So it's weird. But here's the thing. I'm not going to knock it until I've tried it.
Right.
It could work beautifully. I could, you know what I mean? I've just never seen it. I have no idea how this is going to go.
Yeah.
So basically, what we're thinking now is Friday during the day, we'll be doing networking and so forth, talking to people when we can, when and where we can. And then Saturday night, of course, we've got the escape room. That's from right. 7. That, by the way, the bus for that leaves at 7:15, and you're expected back at around midnight.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty long thing there. So looking forward to that. That's a good opportunity to network. And also the time between when sessions end and that is going to be good, too. But yeah, so we're going to just try to squeeze in networking and talking to people whenever we can. We may have to miss some sessions, but we'll figure it all when we get there. We're doing it live, basically. Yeah, we're doing it live.
That's what we always do.
Yes. Well, on that note, though, take some time and, you know, say hi.
Hi.
If you are coming in and coming to this conference, say hi to us. We will be wearing Haunt Weekly polo shirts at least one of the days.
Right.
I know I'll have mine on Saturday.
Yeah.
And probably you too. So, I guess we'll come to us, say hi, and let us know what you think. You know the two talks that I have, so you know two places I'm definitely going to be.
Yep.
I'm contractually obligated now. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys have to say, looking forward to hearing from you, and hopefully we'll be able to record lots of yummy audio and get some of you guys on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. So, is there anything special you're excited about? I know I mentioned the escape room 100 times.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's
the classes look good. They have some other stuff on the main stage, too, which I'm not sure how that fits into the schedule, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah, the schedule is definitely a little bit unusual for me. They do have a whole series of workshops we didn't cover.
Right.
Because, and the issue is, these are all workshops where you're building stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, you know, we can't get most of this home.
Right.
But, yeah, definitely interested in some of, like, the Friday workshops. Like, we talked about the introduction to pneumatic props. There's tons of other great ones. Like, a Lovecraft mini mausoleum.
Well, yeah, and if you go under events on the main stage, they've got all sorts of things that are going on. Also, yeah. while classes are going on.
Yeah. And we didn't even touch on that.
No. The casting and molding of animal skulls looks interesting.
Tips on becoming a better scare actor and something wicked sounds interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, and haunt actor auditions, too, sounds like a good practical one.
Yeah.
Just browsing that list. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and a lot of it overlaps in kind of strange ways. But that just means that we're going to be kind of playing this by the seat of our pants and doing what catches our fancy in the moment.
Yep.
Which, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
But I am definitely excited. Once again, though, we will be leaving Thursday night and arriving Thursday. We're actually catching a direct flight from New Orleans to Dallas, which is awesome.
Yes.
Basically, that cuts down so much travel and so much travel cost. Oh, that's great. So, yeah, we'll be arriving in Dallas late that night. We'll check in. Probably get a few drinks at the hotel bar, curl in for bed, and then spend all day Friday networking and hanging out and whatever, catching people where we can.
Mm-hmm.
And then the real shindig kicks off Saturday. I'm actually getting very excited about this conference. We've had ups and downs on our road getting there.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, the initial confusion about whether or not I was speaking
was a little frustrating.
Mm-hmm. But it is shaping up to be really good. They've got a really good education lineup. I'm hoping lots of people attend it. And I'm hoping to see some of you guys there.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to add?
No.
On that note, everyone, thank you very much for listening. This has been episode 90 of Haunt Weekly. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And we are on hauntweekly.com, Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. You might notice a pattern here. And we are available wherever all finer podcasts are sold. Until next time, we will see you next week.